Third parak of challah, first mishnah. We mentioned before that the chiyuv of challah takes effect when it becomes a dough. When it's a fully made dough, then it's usur to eat from it till you take the challah, and has the status of tevel that someone who eats from it before taking the challah is chayv misa. But it's a in between time, which is from the time you put the water into the flour and you didn't make it into a full dough. At that point of time, we will see that one is still allowed to eat from it till he makes it into a full dough. So, ochlem arayim neisa achet tizgalgal bechitim v'titamtem v'tzoyim. Even though you put the flour into the dough, you could still eat a little bit of this dough without taking challah till tizgalgal bechitim, means that you kneaded it well by wheat, and the tatam v'sarim is barley flour that's made into a dough, doesn't stick together so well, and therefore you have to press it down even more in order till it forms itself into a dough. But till it forms a solid piece of dough, even though you pour it in the water, you're allowed to eat from it without taking off the challah. Gilgal of achitim v'timtum of tzayin oichol menachayv misa. Once it was made into a full dough and you ate it before taking off challah, then you're chayiv misa if you're not a kohen. Even if you are a kohen, of course you didn't take off the challah yet. Tevel. Kivin shi nesenet zamayim agbar chalosa. Here's the chiddush that even though we said that you can't eat a rye from it before you make it into full dough, but you can take up the chal at that point of time because it's at the beginning of it becoming a dough. And that you have to make sure that you don't have a shear of challah that did not get mixed with the water, because that flour, basically what we're saying is the part that you take challah is the part that already became wet from the water, so it's starting to stick together. So if you have part that the water didn't touch yet, that is flour, and the challah that you are proclaiming now will not take effect on the flour. If you have another share of challah from the flour that remains not mixed with the water yet, then when it does eventually get mixed with the water, you can have a nuchi of challah. You should know that today the flour is so fine that if you just pour water on a bowl of flour, it just forms like a little puddle of water on the top, and a large part of it will not get mixed into it. So obviously, this man is there for sure. The proper procedure is to make it into a full dough, and then afterwards take up the challah.